Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and read by Lin Xiaowen.
Confucius Wisdom. Part 3. Operating and managing a business. Sustainability. Chapter 31. Start from Ren. The most precious aspect of a first-rate corporate culture is not high-tech, but high-touch. World Journal, in an article on May 26, 2008, reported, a poor worker from Luohe in Henan province, after working in a local hotel for half a year, discovered that he had leukemia. He urgently needed about $80,000 for medical treatment. The owner of the hotel, Mao Chaojun, hearing of his plight, sold the hotel he had taken 10 long years to build up and gave all the proceeds to the worker to pay for his medical expenses. Ma Chaojun said, many outsiders may feel that selling my hotel to save someone was a put-up job. But after selling the hotel, I can always start a new one. Once life is lost, it cannot be recovered. Helping others must be from the heart. A boss must sincerely love and care for his staff. Mr. Ma indeed had a very good heart, and what he did was a wonderful thing. Of course, a business has to make money, especially the boss of a large company has to report to directors and shareholders and cannot likely sell off the company to help employees. The above example is just a reminder that a manager, in order to be a good leader, must take care of his employees, make them willing to work with him, and from his words and actions, learn what it means to really think about the interests of others. This will inevitably lead to a customer-oriented philosophy and a first-rate corporate team. The key is not personal relationships or politic intrigue, but rather benevolence and concern. Confucius said, if you attain knowledge by understanding but do not have sufficient ren to hold fast to it, you will lose it again. If you attain knowledge through understanding and have sufficient ren to hold fast to it but do not appear before the people with dignity, you will not inspire respect. If you attain knowledge by understanding, have sufficient ren to hold fast to it and appear before the people with dignity, but do not act in accordance with the rules of propriety, you will still not be perfect. The most precious attribute in the first-rate corporate culture is not high-tech, but rather high touch, that is, a warm, humane feeling, trust, hope, and care. In a competitive business environment, of course technology can accelerate creativity, but if there is not a strong spirit of mutual respect, trust, and cooperation, and presence of basic human values, there will be two results. First, products will not be attractive to customers and not be accepted in the market. Second, by applying pressure to get work done more quickly and trying to harvest returns before the time is ripe, the mere crack of the whip will not be enough to motivate your team to move forward, and many products in the course of development will quite likely fail at the final stage. Products and people must meet the same standard. Ji Zicheng said, "A jinzi only needs inner substance. Outward appearance is not required." Zigong said, "Alas, your comments about a jinzi are made in too much haste. Appearance is as important as substance. The hide of a tiger or leopard looks the same as that of a dog or goat when both have been stripped off their hair." Putting the context of modern management, if a product is of top quality but has a rough outer appearance, there is no way it will be accepted by the customers in the market as a quality product. No matter how low the price, it may not sell well. Similarly, if the product is good but the company's reputation is not, it will not sell well either. Apart from quality, packaging and the reputation of the company are also important. The above quote from Analytics today applies to how you should relate to other people and do things. This is the value of the Analytics. Confucian teaching method involves transfer of learning from one situation to another. Confucius gives us food for thought, not learned explanations.
The book you just heard is Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, which was written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and published by China's Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press.